BBC.
You're with the BBC, also podcasting via bbcworldservice.com. This is our weekly look at the world of technology. Hello, I'm Gareth Mitchell, and welcome along to Digital Planet. Well, Google might be one of the more dominant ways of getting answers to your queries, but surely it'd be even better if you could just press a button on a question box and have someone reply with the answer. Well, that's actually a reality now for villagers in India, thanks to a device called the question box. It's aimed at people who don't have direct access to the web and is a project of a US non-profit called Open Mind. Now, Sugata Mitra is Professor of Educational Technology at the University of Newcastle in England, and he's an advisor to Question Box. He joins us now from our Newcastle studio. Welcome along, Professor Mitra, and just tell us about this question box. How exactly does it work?
Well, it's actually a very simple concept. It's a telephone where you can only dial one number. When you dial that number, it connects you to a person, an interlocutor who is sitting in front of a computer. We tested this out in two Indian villages quite recently, and what we noticed is that there's a pattern to the questions. So over a period of time, the interlocutor actually knows the answers or knows where to look for the answers to the kind of questions that she was getting.
Right, so the initial idea is that this intermediary has access to web information that can be passed on to people using the question box. And it's very interesting to hear you say then that they almost aggregate the frequently asked questions.
Yes.
And then have the answers ready for people. So what kind of questions are these?
Well, the first lot of questions are about students' scores in public examinations. So these are students who would call up and say, this is my roll number and I would like to know how I did. And the interlocutor would say, well, call me back in 5 minutes, and then she would tell him. The second kind of questions had to do with jobs and job opportunities, you know, in different areas. The third lot to do with football scores and cricket scores.
I thought cricket might come into it.
Yes, absolutely. and then there is a miscellaneous kind of, you know, people looking for the definition of terms and so on.
And how are people taking to this? I mean, has it been wildly successful, or is it just like a little niche of the population that wants to engage with it?
Well, the villages that we tried it in were extremely happy with the service. And in fact, what I have been advising Rose Schumann, who actually thought of this, I've been advising her that what we need is a business model of some kind so that she can keep it running. The village definitely wants it, and I think would also be willing to pay a little bit for it.
OK, well, as you know, Professor Mitra, Bill Thompson is the kind of human question box, very useful to have around.
Yes.
A lot of the time. Bill, it does seem as if this is another way, I suppose, of bridging the digital divide, if I may use that. A bit of a cliche these days.
But it may be a cliche, but it's still there, and as long as it's still there, we need to keep banging on about it. Mm. So, yes, it is, and yes, it's a really nice idea, because it's a very sort of straightforward, low-tech solution to a big problem. And I think also has the side effect that it will encourage people to see that the network, the internet, can be a place to get answers to questions and may help them get over any barriers they feel about the desirability or even the affordability of their own forms of online access. So it could be almost a training device in that sense.
Would you agree with that then, Professor Mitchell, that it almost kind of sets them up for when they, well, as we hope, will have web access of their own?
Yes, absolutely. It does that, but I must say at the same time that most people in India are actually aware of the internet. It's just that they're not able to connect because of infrastructural problems, you know, electricity, the availability of broadband in remote areas and that sort of thing. So I think India, the 700 million people in rural India really waiting for the pipe that will connect them.
Well, do you think perhaps then having the question box will put pressure on local governments and on administrations to start delivering it, because people will be able to campaign more vociferously, more loudly for their own access, having had some of the benefits of using the internet?
I definitely think that will happen. And in fact, there is considerable pressure on the government. The government of India actually recognizes the need for internet in rural areas. And it's really just a matter of time, I think.
Where now for the project then? What are the future plans?
Well, the first thing is to create some kind of a business model. We are also looking at the possibility of using a mobile phone connectivity for the interlocutor so that the internet costs are lower and she can have access to the internet in various remote areas. I think eventually how successful this will be will actually depend on what's the cheapest at which this service can be provided.
Right, so it's a matter of pricing it up as we go forward with this. Well, thanks for telling us all about that, Professor Mitra of Newcastle University in England.